Welcome to our all of you audiophiles. Welcome to our pre-show. As usual, I was doing pre-show for the video audience, for the videocast people, and I did not begin to commence the recording of our audio. Oh, you know, on Tuesday, and I'm going over to interview Phil Proctor, one of the original. I said one of the original. There was only originals. There wasn't anybody else. But a founding member of the great Firesign Theater. I'm really looking forward to that. Phil has a book out, and we'll get into that. What we'll do with this interview yet, I'm not exactly sure. Will we air it here? I don't know. I don't know, you know. You know? One of the things I can do, I have a microphone. Where's my mic? Where is my, I don't think I'm going to bring a whole camera, but it'll be great, though, wouldn't it? There'd be no, you know what I'm trying to say? There'd be no production. It would just be two guys sitting on a camera. Who the fuck wants to do this, huh? No. Anyway, I got a microphone around here someplace, so. Yeah, so Phil Proctor on Tuesday at his, I think he lives in like, you know, God, you know, Brentwood times six or something. I don't know. He's very wealthy, you know. I don't know if I'm actually familiar with where he lives. I know where he lives. He lives on the west side, but I think I know where he lives. I think I do. Jesus. Join me, Thomas Freiberg, for
The Serial Killer Podcast, hosted by me, Thomas Freiberg Thune, is the podcast dedicated to serial killers.
Who's this cat anyway? I'd like to look this guy up. Thomas Freiberg Thune? Thomas Freiberg Thune? Who? Who?
Yes. Well, thank you. I've always enjoyed listening. You know, Halloween is coming up, Phil. Halloween is ahead.
I'm Dr. Arthur Bond, yes, the vampire. I've gone as far as I can to warn people there's no such thing as a vampire. I've tried as hard as I can to let people know. Yes, I've tried as hard as I can, Phil, to let people know that there is no such goddamn thing as a vampire. What can I do? Who can I talk to? Where can I go? What can I say? What can I do to convince you that there's no such thing as a goddamn vampire? Yes, I've gone many places. I've studied many things. And I encountered an individual. It was in the street there in Suchi. It was in the street there in Suchi, Slovenia. Yes. And I saw a man there who raised his arms above his head in a ghoul pose.
In a ghoul pose.
That is correct.
I'm looking for love. Whoa, I'm looking here and there. See if we're doing that. See, we got a very good, that's our post-production. That's what we call post-production. And here we are live. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love. Whoa. Hey, man. You know, everything, the title. This is what I don't get, man. Why does that not hold? You know what I'm saying? Come on, motherfucker. Fucking mouth is dry as fuck. All right.
Well, let's see how... Oh, the Margaret voice is in very good shape. That's good.
Why don't you help write these fucking bills, Trump? What are you saying? I'd like a tax bill. I'd also like a this bill and a that bill. I don't know whether he understands that a lot of legislation, when you have an agenda, it originates with you. I think he's a lazy motherfucker. At the bottom fucking line, this guy is lazy as fuck. He spends most time on a fucking golf course, sits on Twitter, runs his yap, and he's got the power of bullshit to the point where all of these motherfuckers that vote for him believe his shit. They believe this guy actually, you know, does the shit that he says he does. It's astounding, I gotta tell you. It's a new one on me. A new one on me. Come on. And here's Fox getting upset that Hillary Clinton used obscenity. Fox, you ought to be worried about the atmosphere in your fucking company where women are being sexually harassed by the fucking baker's dozen over there, man. $100 million your motherfucking fucked up company had to pay? Fuck you. Don't worry about Hillary Clinton or Bill. Worry about your own shit can of a company, a filthy sewer where no woman is safe. Even O'Reilly and his fucking website, I read it. Dozens of women and scores of men. Now, people, a lot of people don't like me talking politics. I don't give a fuck, you know. I talk it because it's who I am. Who's the latest guy to be running his fucking... If Joe the Plumber can talk about fucking politics, I can. Joe the fucking Plumber's making more fucking money than me, probably. I mean, he's a media superstar. But where do these guys get off talking about fucking Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton? Your company is a shithouse, man. Your company is where women are sexually assaulted, raped, at least in a couple of the claims, rape at Fox News. And you assholes sit there and talk about Bill Clinton? Why don't you talk about Trump? You think he's lying? Do you think he's telling the truth? Do you think all those women are making it up? Because that's the claim. That's what every man says. That's what Trump's saying. That's what every motherfucker that worked for you said. That's what Eric Bolling said. That's what Ailes said. That's what O'Reilly said. O'Reilly's still saying it. He paid $32 million, but he didn't do anything. Why don't you... And even this guy, Howard Kurtz, who's the biggest ass licker in the history of television critics. I mean, this guy's got his tongue right up your fucking ass. Even he had to admit and say, gosh, this is kind of bad. Why don't you do some real writing there, Kurtz? Why don't you write about these assholes that employ you and say, they got a lot of balls talking about some of this shit. Oh, never mind. Howard gave me an idea. All right. I'm looking for a love. I'm looking for a love. I'm looking here and there. What?
Be right. Speed.
All right, man, I got it. Testing 1, 2. Shit sounds weird in the cans. It sounds 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Now, what the fuck is this? 1, 2. There we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. What is going on? Why is that fucking thing turning on, man? Hey, 10. That's what's going on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. This fucking thing on, and I'm like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's what was happening. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hike.
Me, Thomas Freiberg. Hello, this is Count Dracula.